And can you tell us a bit about the record?
Yeah, well, it's really live, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's a truly live record, recorded in Dublin at the National Concert Hall, at the Dublin Guitar Festival.
Right.
And so it's exciting, actually, because it's... I think we played pretty well. We've done quite a few concerts.
We put our head down and really tried.
Yeah, and I think we played as well on the record as we've done since, which is good. Which is very good, because I was dreading, because it was practically our first concert. We did have some warm-ups, and I thought, well, we'll play that, and then we'll do three or four concerts, and we'd be thinking, oh, God, if only we'd recorded. But actually, so far, it's very representative of what we do, and it's absolutely, you know, it really is live. So it's got a real, you cannot... duplicate that feeling. I mean, people do live albums that aren't really live, you know, but in the sense that you know, they add bits.
They do lots of re-recording.
But this, you really get that feeling of things being live, and I think that's really, it's really exciting, actually. It's a very, really very good record.
Actually, a lot of the pieces we already knew and had played together, and we worked a lot, I mean, really a lot, like once or twice a week during all the earlier part of this year on the new pieces, so that we wouldn't be, as it were, sort of green in July when we did the live album in Dublin. So I think we worked harder on that than we would have otherwise done, because we knew we were going to record.
True.
So it's really, I think, certainly in my case, and probably John's as well, as a live album, it's more successful and certainly than any live album I've ever done. Well, I haven't done many, actually, so it doesn't mean very much, because I've always thought it's a mixed blessing, but we're really happy with it.
You know, really.
Say it's fantastic. I don't think, you know, if we'd just done an ordinary show on that day, it wouldn't have been as good. And if we'd gone into the studio to do a CD, it wouldn't have been as good.
Yes. Which is a really nice feeling, actually, because, you know, when you think, well, a live album is a bit of a bit of a risk, you know, it could come out. I mean, obviously you don't put it out if it doesn't come out well, but it is a bit of a risk. But funny enough, over the last year, I've done, with the Soft Machine, we've done a live DVD, and we did, there's a live album out. But then, of course, that's a completely different thing, because this is very structured. We got two, you know, John's written a long piece, and we had a long piece written for us by a contemporary composer, which is Ben Verderick from America, a fantastic guitar player.
New York.
Yep.
Fantastic player and great composer, and he's written this long piece, which is, you know, pretty tricky, particularly sort of some of the movements and changing guitars and stuff. Yep. So that took up a lot of our energy rehearsing that.